Okay, we'll call this Senate Ag Committee to order. Please turn off your cell phones if you have any. If they go off during the meeting, we like fruit. And if you're going to testify, please sign in at the door. Also, when you come to the podium, if your name is difficult, please spell it for our secretary. So with that, we'll go ahead and begin with our one and only bill today, House Bill 176. Representative Wilmer. Is that how you pronounce that, Wilmer?
Wilmer, W-I-L-M-E-R.
Thank you,
Chairman Hansen. It's very nice to be here in the Senate. This is my first bill in the Senate. And you all are just as dignified as I heard.
Oh, flattery will get you nowhere.
I tried to bring you a controversial bill, but maybe the next one will have to do that. This House Bill 176 really just clarifies just two things. It creates language to clarify references to what we now call ethanol that at one time were called gasohol, and in some of the places even called alcohol. So it does that. It wants to make all that language consistent. Secondly, it also includes ethanol blended gasoline as appropriate language for what used to be referred to as E8 or E10, because we do have a variety of blends now. So that allows for future development in that area to continue without having to revise the statute. Yeah, I'm a political scientist, and I like clean laws. And I know that if they're vague or overly broad, they're not well written, they're not good. And I also hear that that's what you're in the business of doing over here. You may be in for more than you want to be in for in terms of cleaning up laws pretty soon. But in my thinking, anything that makes law easier for people to understand and comply with is better. And I think this does that. There was another bill. Is it 175? Or 177, I forget, it's right on the other side of this. And it's much broader and more substantive, has a lot more to do with, although somebody may tell you it's a simple bill because that's the way we introduce all of our bills. But this one just does the definition, brings it in compliance with federal statute, and creates consistency in state statute. So on both grounds, in addition to allowing for an adaptation to continuing technologies and terms that will develop in relation to ethanol, I think it's a good bill, and I urge a do concur. And is that what you do over here with our bills, do concur? Okay. With that, if you need me to, I'll close, and I'll turn it over to any opponents, proponents, or informational witnesses that may be here.
Thank you, Representative Wilmer. Further proponents?
Good afternoon, Chairman Hansen, members of the committee. I'm Art Compton from the DEQ. As Representative Wilmer said, the only thing that House Bill 176 does is sort of drives a stake into the heart of the term gasohol, which is in 13-some-odd different state statutes. The industry doesn't use the term anymore, and it's also a little limiting in that gasohol in some places is defined as a 10% ethanol blend, and as I think most of you realize, an ethanol blend can vary slightly either way of 10%. So this bill makes changes to 13 other statutes. I'm not going to go through this, but I will leave Carol a copy of the fact sheet that does have the section-by-section amendments and the 13 other statutes that it changes. And finally, I didn't know how smart we were in putting this bill together, considering how widespread the term gasohol is, how widespread its use is, and the fact there's at least two other bills that are up this session that also are much broader, as Representative Wilmer said, but do address, do refer to ethanol blended fuel as gasohol. I needed Doug to read our own bill to me to tell me how smart we'd been in this last section 22 that basically says any other bill that the legislature passes this session, it also makes that correction, that term changing gasohol to ethanol and using the same definition so it's consistent with the federal one. And Doug, thank you for explaining to me how smart we were over at DEQ. Mr. Chairman, with that, I'll give Carol the section by section breakdown in case you need it at some later date, and I appreciate the committee's hearing the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Compton. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my name is Megan Brower, B-R-O-W-E-R, and I'm representing Montana Farm Bureau. Our policy supports the research, development, production, sale, and development of markets for ethanol. We believe that changing the term gasohol to ethanol will assist producers and provide clarity to consumers. So please join us in supporting this bill, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Brower. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Pat Torgerson, T-O-R-G-E-R-S-O-N, and I'm speaking in behalf of WIFE. And we have been friends with Gasa Hall for 30 years, and we're glad to see that time is marching on and that we are widening our horizons and that it will be referred to as ethanol. It will be, Gasa Hall is a trade name, and ethanol is more than just one product. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Torgerson. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, any informational witnesses? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Questions from the committee? Seeing none, would the see how easy we are? Representative Wilmer, would you care to close?
Well, I would just like to say thank you all for making this a pleasure, and perhaps if this is your last bill of the day, we can all enjoy the afternoon a little bit more. Urge you to concur, and I appreciate your hearing. Thanks.
Representative Wilmer, do you have anyone that would carry this bill for
I
you?
Don't. The way we do it in state admin is someone else raises my hand, so, and then I carry them. Actually, I carried Senator Bergman's bill today.
Oh, is that a hint?
Yours was one page. This is 20 pages.
I
was
well, just thank you, Senator Bergman, for that. We'll find one for
okay,
you. I'm happy to do it, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bergman will carry that bill. Well, that will close the hearing then on House Bill 176. We will have another bill on Friday, committee. I wish we could have gotten them together. It came in a little bit later, so we'll hear another short one on Friday. Would you like to...
Mr. Chairman, move to pass, or do concur.
It's been moved to concur on House Bill 176. Any discussion?
Question.
Question been called. All in favor of due currents, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion has been concurred.
How do you just send it in?
We're just all a little
bit. That will close the hearing here in the Senate committee.
Black jerseys, though. Yeah, that's short for me.
The bill. Must be. You didn't have to have an organizational meeting.
I actually
agree with that. That's next week. That's good.